There was a tickle in my consciousness as I read through the gospel text in preparation for this contribution to word.op.org, and that was the sense that there was something missing. So I looked at the references, and surely enough, there's a whole bit missing there. The Benedictus, Zechariah's song of praise, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free." That bit is missing from today's gospel. And I think sadly so. I know the compilers of the lectionary sometimes leave out the overly familiar so that the larger context, the larger story, if you will, can be seen. Because there is something very, very strange about Zechariah's song to his infant child. It parallels so many of the texts that we have in the Old Testament of a dying patriarch giving a blessing to his eldest son or to his sons, who are all grown up and ready to take over from the work of their dying father. These blessings are on the mouth of a dying man to an adult son. But here Zechariah is restored to vitality, his voice is restored. He might be older, but this is the youngest he's ever been in his life, with an infant son in his arms. So why is he laying out a last will and testament of blessing? And that to an infant. There's something a bit culturally wrong here. And why it is of course, because Zechariah recognizes there's something greater than merely his successor here in his arms. There is an announcer of salvation. There is a real presence of God's kingdom in the promise of this newborn child. A newborn child he could now name. A newborn child whose praises he could sing. And so it is no wonder that the people's reaction afterward is total amazement. What will become of this child? He's already being treated as an adult. He already has the full inheritance of his father's blessing. What more can there be? Things are so amazing. What more can there be? The fullness of God's kingdom revealed to us in what is so fragile, in what is so vulnerable, in what is normally disregarded by society as being of no great importance. For a child is of no great importance in that culture until they can stand on their own two feet and work for themselves. And here this child, this not important, is being given such a great importance. A great importance to guide our insight, to guide our vision, to see the import of God's presence in the world, and especially in the vulnerable, in the ignored, in those we would rather build walls to keep out. It is here, in that vulnerable space, that the kingdom of God can be seen to be present, that the blessings of God are coming to the people, that the announcement of salvation is being made. Zechariah's song, the story of John the Baptist's birth, is a story of recognition for us, calling us to recognize in the vulnerable, in the tiny, and in the disregarded, the blossoming of God's kingdom for us. There is something greater than ourselves here. And with the seeing of this, with the ability to grasp it in our understanding and to grasp it in our experience, we, of course, as the small, unimportant people in the stage of world politics and the moving and shaking of things, are equally the sight of something greater than ourselves. Our simple faith, our faith that can even sometimes question God and question the angels, as Zechariah did, has something greater than itself present, the kingdom of God, not only in the vulnerable around us, but in the vulnerable within us. There is the opportunity to see blessing, to see something greater than ourselves at work. So we join with Zechariah, we join with Elizabeth, recognizing in this vulnerable and small child, unimportant amongst the doers and the shakers and the movers of the world, but yet one who would shake the world to its roots, announcing the Messiah, the dawning of God's kingdom, as is happening through us. We rejoice to recognize within us and among us the kingdom of God being announced, being lived, and being experienced. Amen.